It's been nearly 100 years since the now infamous Tulsa Massacre, where as many as 300 black Tulsa residents were killed by mobs, police, and National Guardsmen after a black man was accused of attacking a white woman there. Now, an archaeological dig at the Oak Lawn Cemetery in Tulsa has unearthed a dozen victims' coffins. It's part of an effort to locate the remains of the victims who were quickly buried without funerals, death certificates, or official records. Brenda Alford heads the Citizens Oversight Committee for the project. Her grandparents were survivors of the massacre, and she joins us now from Tulsa. Brenda, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So before we get to this archaeological dig, tell us a little bit about your grandparents. What were their names and what happened to them on May 31st and June 1st of 1921?
My grandparents' names were James and Bassinor Nails Sr., and along with my great-uncle Henry Nails, they were the owners of the Nails Brothers Shoe Shop and Record Shop that was located at 121 North Greenwood Avenue in various locations throughout the community. They were also the owners of the Lacey Park, wherein the Nails Dance Pavilion and Skating Rink was located. On that fateful day, my grandparents, along with their then 2-year-old daughter, family members and friends, ran for their lives, only to return to find our homes and our businesses looted and burned to the ground.
This massacre is a legacy you've carried with you your whole life, and now there's a push for more information. So let's talk a little bit about this project. It's relying on cemetery records from 1921 and information discovered by Oklahoma's Truth Commission in the late 1990s. Tell us more about the goal.
Well, the goal is to find the victims of the race massacre, to give them the due respect that they deserve.
How long will this dig continue?
As long as it takes. The process is a very tedious one. I've had the honor of being there each and every day of the excavation process down in the trenches.
Were you there when they found these coffins believed to be the victims?
Yes, I was.
What was that like?
I tell you, time stood still for me for a moment, and I was just overcome with emotion, if you will, because I was thinking of those victims that were lost so tragically, and I'm thinking of my grandparents, who lost friends and neighbors along the way as they were running for their lives from Greenwood Avenue. And it was just a moment that was just very, very filled with so many different emotions, if you will.
Yeah, I can imagine there's also so much that you feel about the people who are no longer here. To be able to be a part of this, to be able to actually put the names with these people and mourn and grieve them in a way that they should have been mourned and grieved back then.
Yes. Along with my family members, as a little girl, I knew, many of the older generation at that time, and they had suffered through this tragedy. And I think about it now. I think about the community that I grew up in that was so loving, so kind, and they gave us their best in spite of what they had endured. And I feel like I am standing in their stead in this moment in time, this historic moment in time. And if anything, I hope they know, amongst any and everything else, that their living was not in vain.
What will be the process to find out the identities of the victims who were found?
Our archaeological team, along with the city of Tulsa, will determine next steps that will be taken in order to gain access to those victims, to also go through the process of hopefully identifying as many as we can.
You also said that this hard work is helping to, quote, find the truth. Can you explain more about what you mean?
For many, many years, various members of the community shared that there were victims at Oak Lawn Cemetery and other locations throughout the city. And we just want to delve into that history and to bring that truth to light. My reality every day of my life is that if my grandparents and our family members had not survived those terrible days, I would not be talking to you.
Tulsa's mayor says the excavation is a matter of conscience and reconciliation, that he wants to do right by the victims of the event. At this point, what would that mean doing right by the victims, and what would you ultimately like to see happen?
I would like to see the opportunity for us to give them the proper burial that they deserved. If there are family members who are still alive, to give them that opportunity to bury those members in a humane way, to have a situation where we can always have a memorial, give them the opportunity to put flowers on their family members' graves, to remember them always.
Are they digging today or this week?
No, we're not digging right now. We're at a standstill right now to determine what our next steps will be. We want to finish excavating to see if there are any more coffins in that area. And then we need to get the permissions that we need to basically exhume those bodies and the caskets. So that will be a little bit of a process. But it's something that I am very grateful, as I said, and humbled to be able to do in this day and time, because I do this in memory of my grandparents, my family members, and my community members, because they deserve this and so much more.
We've been talking to Brenda Alford. She's the head of the Citizens Oversight Committee for the archaeological project that seeks to find the bodies of victims killed in the 1921 Tulsa massacre. Her grandparents survived that massacre. Brenda, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me again.